This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Wellness DC, hosted by Dr. Richard Giannotto. Dr. Giannotto is the founder and medical director of the Giannotto Clinic in Tysons Corner, Virginia. The Giannotto Clinic specializes in microsurgical hair restoration, skin care, and renewal, and quality of life for wellness medicine. Now, here's Dr. Giannotto.
Good morning, everyone. Saturday again, and I don't have to be in the office. This is wonderful. How are you all? I hope everybody's doing well. I hope you're up, enjoying your espresso or your coffee or your shake or whatever you usually do when you get up. Announcement. Go to YouTube, search for the Giannotto Clinic. The first is an intro to metabolic wellness, and the second starts the series on nutrition. It would be nice to hear your comments any suggestions you may have for the videos once you see them. All right. Everything you ever wanted to know about women's hormones. We're going to address the ladies. And what you need to understand is that when we discuss hormone optimization in women, you need to take into consideration menopause, and you need to take into consideration the fact that any hormone response is as unique to each person as their own fingerprints. Nobody is going to respond the same with the identical doses of hormones. That's because everybody is unique. Hormone replacement therapy cannot and should not be considered without a thorough understanding of how all the hormones in the body interact with each other, and interact they do. It's like a symphony orchestra. If one instrument is out of tune, if one instrument is not optimized, that symphony does not sound well together. No matter whether there's a conductor forcing everybody to play together, it just does not sound well. It's like the hormones. When one hormone is out of whack, when one hormone level is not optimized, it affects everything else. All right? So if one of your sex hormones is askew, it's going to affect your thyroid hormones, your adrenal hormones, your stress levels, the rest of your sex hormones, your growth hormone, everything. Everything will be disrupted. So optimization requires that you find a doctor that has a thorough understanding of how all the hormones interact with each other in the body. So let's look at menopause. The normal age range to go through menopause is anywhere between 35 and 55. So if you think of it, a woman may live one half of her life without a menstrual cycle. Now, that never was, because life expectancies were lower than they are today. But if you go through menopause at 40 or 45, there's a very, very good chance that you will live an entire half of your life without a menstrual cycle. All right? Many women are then placed on synthetic hormones, and they stop them after a year because they can't stand the symptoms. Now, we're going to get into that. Now, you know that if you're over 55 and you're still cycling, you haven't gone through menopause yet, you need to get a checkup, because cycling after the age of 55 increases a woman's risk of breast cancer. All right? Now, hormone replacement therapy after menopause. Well, there's synthetic hormones and there are bioidentical hormones. Synthetic hormones are hormones made with foreign substances that are foreign to the body. For instance, Premarin is a synthetic estrogen made from metabolites in horse urine. Bioidentical hormones are identical to the hormones that are in your body, endogenous to your body. They fit like a glove. The body cannot tell the difference. They are metabolized correctly. The synthetic hormones are not. They hang around for a long while and they cause a lot of side effects. They send cells mixed signals. And this is the reason women don't stay on them for very long. This is the reason in the larger hormone studies that were done in the Women's Health Initiative years and years ago, that many women on the synthetic hormones had increased heart disease, increased cancer, increased venous thromboembolism. It wasn't because they were taking estrogen per se. It was because they were taking synthetic estrogen and synthetic progesterone per se. You want to stay away from that. That's been proven. That's a moot point. Synthetic hormones waste energy by giving incomplete messages to cells, which then fail to produce a balanced hormone response. Postmenopausal women, ladies, consider bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. And you need to consider this for your release of symptoms. You need to consider this to protect yourself against osteoporosis. You need to consider this to protect yourself against heart disease. And you need to consider this really to stay sexually active, to stay sexually interested, to get that libido up again for your lifestyle. These are the reasons you would consider bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. It's a matter of survival in a nice way. These hormones really will prevent you from getting the chronic diseases of aging that we talk about so much. So, hormones that regulate growth and repair of tissues include growth hormone, insulin, testosterone, estrogens, and DHEA. We'll talk about all of them in these broadcasts. However, today we're going to focus on estrogen. And for most women, estrogen equals memory. After menopause, women start to have memory issues. Women start to become prone to dementia. So if you're worried about this, if dementia runs in your family, if you're worried about heart disease, if you're worried about osteoporosis, you need to protect yourselves against these postmenopausally, so you should consider bioidentical estrogen replacement along with the other hormones that you need. So, menopause. What are the symptoms of menopause? I'm sure you all know them. We've talked about them a lot. Any gentlemen that are listening that are married might want to take note of these, but menopause symptoms include hot flashes, night sweats, vaginal dryness, anxiety, mood swings, irritability, insomnia, and depression. And these are only a few, but they're the major symptoms that occur. Women postmenopausally also find that they have lost sexual interest. They notice hair growth on their face all of a sudden. What's happening? They have panic attacks, urinary tract infections, and they have weird dreams. Indigestion, flatulence, and osteoporosis are common, as are weight gain, painful intercourse, and hair loss. Look at that constellation of symptoms just because your estrogen levels have plummeted, and that's the entrance into menopause, and that's when you go into menopause. Without estrogen, all of those symptoms, the estrogen-progesterone balance is disrupted, and all of those symptoms can occur. So what does estrogen do? Why do these symptoms occur? We're going to look at some functions of estrogen. And I want you to keep in mind the symptoms that I just talked about and compare them with the functions of estrogen and see if you can make the connection. Estrogen is the main female sex hormone, and it actually has over 400 functions in the body. Now, rest assured, we're not going to list 400 functions for you. We're going to list the major 5 to 10 functions of estrogen, all right? Estrogen stimulates the production of an enzyme which prevents dementia and Alzheimer's disease. Estrogen increases the metabolic rate. It improves insulin sensitivity. It regulates body temperature. Estrogen maintains muscle mass and improves sleep. It reduces the risk of cataracts, helps maintain the elasticity of arteries. It dilates small arteries and increases blood flow. As such, estrogen actually decreases the accumulation of plaque on the arteries, thereby reducing one's chances of stroke or heart attack. It's very important. It's protective against heart disease. This is why after menopause, the rate of heart disease and the rate of stroke and the rate of myocardial infarction or heart attack rises drastically in women. Women that die of heart attacks are postmenopausal. They have the estrogen protective effect before menopause. Estrogen is a very, very important hormone. Estrogen maintains the collagen content of the skin, giving that youthful appearance with decreased fine lines and wrinkles. Yes, ladies, the aging skin occurs because your estrogen levels start to decrease, and then after menopause, you don't have any that protects the collagen of the skin. Estrogen maintains memory in women, and this is probably one of its most important functions. Estrogen is memory, which is why memory declines postmenopausal and dementia accelerates. Estrogen is also essential for fine motor skills, for reasoning, and reduces the overall risk of heart disease by 40 to 50%. Estrogen enhances mood, energy, concentration, and maintains bone density. It's very, very important for the prevention of osteoporosis. Estrogen increases sexual interest, decreases the risk of colon cancer, helps prevent tooth loss, and aids in the formation of neurotransmitters in the brain, such as serotonin, which decreases depression, anxiety, irritability, and pain sensitivity. Wow. Did you know estrogen did all those things? We're going to take a break here for a minute so you can digest this, and when we return, we'll continue our discussion. Stay tuned. Hi, this is Dr. Giannotto, and for 25 years, I've been helping men and women like you with hair loss prevention and restoration. You know, a full head of hair makes you look better and feel better, all while improving your self-confidence. And now I'm proud to announce that the Giannotto Clinic is the only clinic in Virginia that offers all three major hair restoration procedures under one roof. We have ARTIS and NeoGraft, the two automated robotic follicular unit extraction procedures, and we have the tried and true follicular unit transplantation strip method. Now you can find a perfect fit with the procedure that works best for you, and in one half day begin your journey to natural, permanent hair. We make all three procedures affordable, and our consultants can match your lifestyle and desired recovery time to a specific procedure. Your results will be precise, permanent, and aesthetic. Call now, 703-556-4247. And when you call, make sure you ask me about SmartGraft, a new procedure involving more precision in less time than any other FUE method. Call me now, 703-556-4247.
For the past 20 years, Dr. Giannotto and the expert staff at the Giannotto Clinic have been Washington's leader in hair loss prevention, restoration, and age management. And now the Giannotto Clinic is proud to introduce genetic testing in its age management program. This proactive program is based on each individual's genetic makeup. As you age, you can look better, feel better, and live longer. Based on scientific knowledge, medicine, nutrition, and a healthy lifestyle, the Giannotto Clinic can combine preventative aging, hair restoration, and facial rejuvenation to help you turn back the clock. So whether it's low libido or you're just not feeling like your old self and want an energy boost in your life, both men and women are encouraged to call the Giannotto Clinic for a free consultation. 703-556-4247. That's 703-556-4247. While you cannot go back and make a new start, you can start today to make a new ending. Call 703-556-4247. That's 703-556-4247.
And we are back. You know, I left you with a long list of functions of estrogen. Estrogen has over 400 functions in the body, but here's the way you remember it, right? Estrogen is very protective against heart disease because it decreases the rate of heart disease by 40 to 50%. Estrogen is memory for you ladies. Lack of estrogen or decreased estrogen can cause you to progress to memory loss, dementia, Alzheimer's disease, and other cognitive disorders. Estrogen protects against osteoporosis. If you don't have estrogen postmenopausally, you will become osteoporotic and be subject to fractures of the vertebrae of your spinal column, fractures of the hip, fractures of some of the other bones. It's not a nice lifestyle to live. Estrogen is sexual interest. Loss of estrogen equals loss of libido and loss of sexual interest and painful intercourse. And finally, the other important one is that estrogen provides collagen for the skin and maintains collagen in the skin. And when you have a lack of estrogen, lines and wrinkles start to appear because the collagen falls apart. These are important functions. This is why after menopause, many women complain that their lifestyle decreases to the point where they don't enjoy it anymore. They feel that they age, they become prone to different diseases. You don't have to. Bioidentical hormone optimization can help you. And we're going to get more and more into this as this series begin. But, you know, just like too little estrogen does what I just explained, you can have excess estrogen in your body. And if you do, that's a problem also. Remember, there's a fine balance we have to attain here. For instance, if a woman is taking too much estrogen, she doesn't stick to the prescribed dose, and she takes too much estrogen because it makes her feel good. If there is impaired elimination of estrogen in the body, maybe you have a genetic tendency not to metabolize the estrogen and it sticks around. If there's a lack of exercise in your life, if your diet is low in grains and fibers, if you have a large exposure to environmental estrogens, and you have elevation of an estrogen metabolite called 16-hydroxyestrone, you can actually have excess estrogen in your body. And when you do have excess estrogen, you can get cervical dysplasia, an increased risk of uterine cancer, an increased risk of breast cancer, depression with agitation. You'll end up getting weight gain, water retention, headaches, poor sleep, swollen breasts, heavy periods, uterine fibroids, bloating, fatigue. You'll throw your thyroid gland out of whack and get hypothyroidism, and you position yourself for being at increased risk for autoimmune diseases such as lupus and rheumatoid arthritis, fibromyalgia, things like that. So, you know, this is dangerous. When we talk about hormones, you need to make sure that your levels are appropriate. So, with that in mind, we are going to talk about estrogen and memory. Women who are peri and postmenopausal, meaning women who are just starting to go through menopause, they're right around that period, and they've gone through menopause and now they have no estrogen at all, often share comments like, I think I'm losing my mind, or I feel like my body is divorcing itself, or I'm always losing my keys, and I may be getting Alzheimer's disease. Estrogen is memory in women and is needed for the proper function of the brain. Estrogen really increases blood flow to the brain, ladies. It brings glucose and oxygen, two needed fuel sources, to the neurons or nerves that make up the brain. Estrogen protects these neurons and increases the concentration of neurotransmitters. And more importantly, it decreases neuronal generation of Alzheimer's beta amyloid peptides. That's a fancy way of saying it protects you against Alzheimer's disease. The mechanism is that we think that in Alzheimer's disease, these peptides or proteins or plaques are laid down in the brain, and estrogen is protective against the formation of these plaques or peptides. Again, these are plaques that are seen in the brains of patients diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. Estrogen is also a natural antioxidant. It increases manual speed and dexterity and decreases distractibility. Look at all of those beautiful functions of estrogen. And when you pass through menopause, you lose a lot of these functions, or these functions start to deteriorate, which is why women complain of so many cognitive symptoms postmenopausally. If you experience this and you have a history of heart disease in the family and you have a history of osteoporosis in the family, this is when you should start considering bioidentical hormone replacement or optimization, because you want to better your lifestyle. That's the whole purpose of this. It's not a matter of, okay, my estrogen is low, I'm going to replace it. It's a matter of, I want to live the remainder of my years as a vital person. I want to have a vital role in society. I want to be active until my last day. These are the reasons that you choose bioidentical hormone replacement therapy: to prevent the chronic diseases of aging, to protect yourself against heart disease, osteoporosis, myocardial infarction, stroke, dementia, and cancer. Really, these are the reasons that you should do this. And again, I've said it and I'll say it again. Estrogen replacement therapy should be bioidentical. Synthetic estrogens have many side effects, and they're not metabolized well. We said they send mixed signals to the cell, resulting in erroneous messages. Bioidentical estrogen is identical to the structure of the estrogen found in your body. It is metabolized well and results in few, if any, side effects. Furthermore, when you're on estrogen replacement therapy, and some of you that I know out there, I hope you're listening to this, estrogen should also always be given as a cream transdermally on the skin. You should rub it into the skin, because if you are taking estrogen by mouth, you're going to have many side effects, including high blood pressure, increased levels of triglycerides. You can predispose yourself to gallstones. Your liver enzymes will become elevated. And most importantly, you will increase the type of estrogen known as E1 or estrone, which predisposes you to breast cancer. Estrogen should not, I repeat, should not be taken orally. Oral estrogen can also lower your growth hormone levels, which is what you don't want to happen. It can increase blood clot formation and increase carbohydrate cravings. Now, a lot of the synthetic estrogens, like Premarin, are given orally, and all of these side effects apply. This is something that you need to be aware of. This is the reason hormone replacement therapy in the days of the Women's Health Initiative got such a bad rap, because women were taking oral estrogens, which were synthetic. So because they were synthetic, they were sending erroneous messages to the cell. They weren't metabolized well. Side effects were rising. And because you were taking them orally, you predisposed yourselves to all of the problems that I just enumerated. So remember that if you're going on estrogen replacement therapy, you want to be bioidentical and you want a cream. No exceptions. No exceptions, ladies. So, estrogen's first cousin is progesterone. Now, what's very important here is I'm going to describe some functions of progesterone, but in the total picture, we have to think of the estrogen-progesterone balance. You need a certain amount of estrogen to a certain amount of progesterone. Otherwise, if you have too little progesterone, it's like you have excess estrogen. If you have too much progesterone, it's like you have too little estrogen, and you'll get all the symptoms that I described previously. Women need the right balance of estrogen to progesterone to maintain metabolic health and avoid debilitating symptoms. Progesterone loss, as it occurs before or during menopause, can produce anxiety. It can produce depression, irritability, mood swings. Now remember, progesterone loss in a time when you still have estrogen equals estrogen excess. And these are all the symptoms of estrogen excess. Anxiety, depression, irritability, mood swings, insomnia, pain and inflammation, osteoporosis, excessive menstruation, nervousness, migraines, weight gain, and decreased libido. It's quite a list. The causes of low progesterone include impaired production of progesterone, stress. Stress can cause you to decrease your progesterone levels. Antidepressants. If you're on antidepressants, you will lower your progesterone levels. Too much sugar in your diet will lower your progesterone levels. Saturated fat will lower your progesterone levels. Oh, and by the way, there was a news blurb in the medical news published the other day showing that women with a lot of stress who compensate for it by eating a diet high in saturated fat predispose themselves to heart attacks. All right, something to keep in mind. Deficiencies of vitamin A, B6, C, and zinc also cause decreased progesterone levels, and hypothyroidism, or decreased thyroid hormone, caused decreased progesterone levels and introduce you to all of the symptoms thereof. This is why I keep saying to all of my patients and to all of you out there that you need to understand the connection between all of the hormones. This is a symphony orchestra. This is balance. If they're not balanced, just by, you know, you have a low progesterone, so I'm going to give you progesterone. No, that's not how it works. I have to measure all of your other hormone functions. I have to measure your diabetic functions. I have to measure your inflammatory functions. We have to look at the whole picture before we start giving you hormone replacement therapy. My bet is that about 70% of you out there are on hormone replacement therapy without any thorough workup like this, and you wonder why your metabolism isn't optimal and your lifestyle isn't optimal at this point. This is serious business. If you're going to optimize your hormones, go to someone who understands these concepts. All right, we're going to wrap it up here. Andrew tells me I have less than a minute left. So I want you to have a good week. I want you to have a safe week. Eat well, eat responsibly, be safe, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Wellness DC with Dr. Richard Giannotto of the Giannotto Clinic in Tysons Corner, Virginia. Thank you, and have a pleasant weekend.
Scared.
Prevent your child's next asthma attack. Visit www.noattacks.org or call your doctor, because even one attack is one too many. Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
Students, when I call the reason for your absences throughout the years, please exit the auditorium without your high school diploma. Too tired? Family trip? Sick day? Starting the holidays early.
Starting in the sixth grade, students who miss 18 days or more of school in a year for any reason will fall behind and risk not graduating high school. How many days of school has your child missed this year? Absences add up. Keep track at boostattendance.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Listen each week for Tech Tuesday on Federal News Radio. Every Tuesday, we zero in on how technology inspires innovation. Tuesday mornings at 11, it's Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy, the latest on products that help bring policy to life. Then Tuesday afternoons at 12:30, join Federal News Radio's Jason Miller for Ask the CIO.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is Mark Amtower. With lower margins, your limited marketing budget has to work harder than ever. LinkedIn is one of the most robust marketing platforms available. With over 350 million members worldwide, 110 million in the U.S., and 3.1 million members within 50 miles of this station, I guarantee your customers and prospects are here. Connect, influence, motivate, create leads. I can show you how. When you want to maximize the return on your LinkedIn presence, email me at mark@federaldirect.net.
The traditional light bulb, a groundbreaking invention in 1879. It's time we switch to longer-lasting Energy Star light bulbs. They're more efficient than the old bulbs, like a text message is more efficient than a carrier pigeon. And they cut down on our energy costs. Because in our own groundbreaking age, we deserve a light bulb that saves us some cash. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
You're so annoying.
You're so annoying.
Stop copying
me. Stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop talking to me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a doofus.
You're such a doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. I have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFMHD2 Manassas, WTLPFMHD2 Braddock Heights Frederick, the Washington, D.C. home of Navy Athletics. Listen each week for Tech Tuesday on Federal News Radio. Every Tuesday, we zero in on how technology inspires innovation. Tuesday mornings at 11, it's Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy, the latest on products that help bring policy to life. Then Tuesday afternoons at 12:30, join Federal News Radio's Jason Miller for Ask the CIO. Federal News Radio's DoD Wednesday. At 3, DoD reporter Jared Serbu hosts On DoD, a discussion with senior managers about how the department meets its mission. At 4, in-depth host Francis Rose brings you Pentagon Solutions, a smart discussion on the issues and challenges of the defense community. Plus daily DoD updates, mornings and afternoons, Monday through Friday. DoD Wednesday on federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM. Tech Tuesday on Federal News Radio, every Tuesday.